Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing a century of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. The start of the Iraq War in 2003 divided the country and mobilized a new anti-war movement. Josh Kroll was in middle school at the time. His parents were firmly opposed to the war, but unlike many other anti-war protesters, Josh's dad was on active duty, and his family was stationed at Fort Bragg.
Our family was in a really challenging and unique position because our family was, for all intents and purposes, an anti-war family. I remember my mother sitting down with me and, you know, having some pretty honest conversations saying, you know, we live in this place and we really can't be totally upfront with what we really think. Because in a time of war, if you were critical of the administration's stance, it wasn't just like, okay, well, we'll agree to disagree. It was like you could get in trouble with your superiors. And soldiers did get in trouble. We weren't the only ones. And I later found out there was a bit more of us than maybe we initially thought. But we were all kind of operating under the same anxiety of if we voice our opinions too much, if we come out and really vocally say that we're against this, you can get in serious trouble. And I remember being incredibly afraid, almost just as much as my dad going off to war, that like I would slip up and say something in school or something like that and somehow get my dad in trouble. My parents felt so strongly about it that they really couldn't just kind of stay away. So we were in this crazy situation of my father does eventually deploy to Iraq. He's part of that first push into Iraq in 2003. And while he's over there simultaneously, my mom is actually in anti-war activist groups and circles and things like that. My dad essentially gave his blessing while he was in Iraq fighting. He was like, yes, go do that. I think him being over there made him feel more strongly that she should be doing that. This was the era of the Patriot Act and the War on Terror and things like that. Looking back on it, it might sound kind of extreme or hysterical, but my father and mother, I later found out, had made a plan that if things got really bad and we became unsafe just because politically who we were, that they had kind of this emergency plan in place for my mother and I to kind of spirit ourselves off the base and get up to family who live way up in northern Wisconsin, close to Canada, just in case. Which, like I said, sounds maybe kind of over the top or hysterical now, but when you're in that period of uncertainty of, okay, how far is this actually going to go? They were like, well, we might as well just be extra safe about this in case it actually does come to that. I didn't really realize how politically complicated a situation like this could be, but given my family was in this situation, being kind of an anti-war family in the middle of the military base definitely made me think in kind of global terms. You know, a lot of people kind of hear my experience and they're like, oh, that must have been kind of hair-raising. And I'm like, it was, but I'm surprisingly okay with it now. Obviously, it's been a while.
Josh Kroll lives in Raleigh. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.